I just want to share this as a word of encouragement. You know, we're admonished. Actually, we're commanded. We're instructed. We're charged to get understanding. It says, and all you're getting, get understanding. So, understanding is of utmost importance, and we must understand the things that we consider the dearest to us, and those things would be what we would substantiate or base our life on. Our principal foundation is what it would be called. And in the I want to say that the things that we learn and we need to have is a foundation that we build on that can sustain us and also set us on the path that we need to be on. And certain words are the core of who we are. And it's certain words that put what we have inside of us outside of the reach of man to steal from us. Therefore, the only way we can give it away would be, the only way we can lose it is if we willfully give it away. So understanding is of the utmost importance. And I wanted to share right now, just another look at grace and mercy and look at it from a scriptural aspect and apply it to almost in a parable or something that we can understand. And it's when you look at God and our descriptions of God that he himself gave us, not how someone else gave us, but we can look and find of ourselves how he tells us that as high as the heavens are above this earth are his ways above ours, past finding out. That the earth is his and the fullness thereof, that the cattle on 7 hills, 1,000 hills is his. All silver and gold is mine. We find out a lot about God. We find out about God's love for us. We find out about God's jealousy as man lives an adulterous life, a heart despondent or with the lack of God, consideration of God. So we learn about God throughout scripture, and the only place we learn most about it to apply to our lives is if we learn something from it, and we learn through experience. And that experience, my friend, is called grace. You see, you can't look at grace going in. Because if you could, you would learn the hand or the movements of God, and therefore God would be playing by your rules. Therefore, God would be bound inside of your catalyst, your time frame. Therefore, God is no longer God, mere a puppet to you, mere a genie, a wishful thinking. That's what God is. But grace, because of the experience, shows you how it would have been had something else in the least was done. See, grace allows you the time to look back and see it, for you to give God the glory. Grace is something that only God can give. So only God can receive the glory of it. Grace was, even though you knew where you were or what you were doing, according to man's standard, you were wrong. But God looking upon the heart, as man looks on the outward, God looks upon the heart. And God finds a man after his own heart. Even though that man after his own heart on his way would create or commit such things as murder, adultery, deception, God saw the struggle. And I would add even further, in grace. Grace allows you to look back and say, if it had not been for the Lord. If you see it while you're during it, if there's a fear of the inevitable and the inevitable does not happen, that is mercy. Mercy is you in the face of judgment, you in the face of calamity at your own or something around you or something you've associated yourself with. It's causing due recompense. So mercy steps in and say, hey, I'll rejoice in judgment. You think you got away, but it's because mercy stepped up. And mercy wants to give you time so you can look back and see the grace. See, mercy is an individual experience. But mercy is something that we see every day, that we should be willing to look and see the whole picture. That's why we shouldn't judge one another. Because the mercies that they have are the same mercies that you had this morning. For the mercies of the Lord are new every day. It rains on the just and the unjust. God is not a respecter of person. And so when you look at mercy, you have to look at mercy through, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you look through mercy in such a manner, and therefore you give thanks for the mercy, because mercy has now given you time to observe your trail. And as you walk along your trail, or you observe or look back over your trail, you just happen to see grace. And you realize then that before you loved him, he loved you. Grace and mercy. God bless you. This episode of PSM is dedicated to those that are hungry. For blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Mercy is to your, is for your taking. And mercy is for you every day. Allow God to have his way, but allow mercy to have its perfect course in your life. Because in doing so, you will recognize the grace of God, and you will understand personally the love of God. And that's what's shed abroad in your heart. That grace, even when someone doesn't deserve it, you loving your neighbor as yourself, as we're commanded of our Lord. This little checklist that they've put before us is a distraction. Love your neighbor as yourself and love God. All right, in Jesus' name, be blessed. Have a wonderful night. Grace and mercy. Just a short skit.